I've always said that I want this podcast to be real, to be raw. And that's something I've always delivered on, no matter what the topic it was I was talking about, whether it was talking about my own struggles with mental health, the losses that I've faced over the past couple of years doing this podcast, both of my grandmother and of a close family friend. This is the first podcast I've ever done that has no music, no intro, just me, real, raw, and unedited. You see, the past couple of days, I've had this emptiness or void feeling. You might be able to say it's comparable to a pit in my stomach or just a feeling of feeling sick. It feels like something is missing, like something is not the way it should be. And I recently had plenty of time on a car ride to kind of reflect through multiple car rides, through multiple days, kind of thinking about my feelings and what it all meant. And right now, my heart breaks for many reasons as I record this podcast. We have to remember coronavirus is still here and still present. Though it's been lost in the mainstream media, and rightfully so, due to the loss of George Floyd and everything surrounding the issue of oppression, Black people of America, and the way society has been treating everyone. But for me, I've noticed that my mental health has also started to take a toll. Earlier today, I was talking to a friend who reminded me to listen to the Joe Rogan Experience podcast with Kevin Hart. And it was a great conversation as I listened to the entirety of the 2 hour and 13 minute podcast, the 2 hour and 13 minute conversation Joe Rogan had with Kevin Hart. And there were a couple times that I teared up because it resonated with me. You see, one thing that was brought up that Kevin Hart had said is that mental struggle, no one knows what that is except that person. You see, we can't look into the heads of other people and know exactly what it is that they are going through. And I've been reflecting on that emptiness feeling, but the podcast really spoke to me. In fact, a lot of the stuff Kevin Hart said really spoke to me. One of the things he talked about was when he was in the hospital after his accident. He really realized what's important to him, who is important to him. There was a quote that I took time to type out because it was very well said. And I think this is really what has got me thinking about what is it that I need to do for myself? What is it that I need to do to get rid of or to cure in a way that emptiness, void feeling? And this is what Kevin Hart said to Joe Rogan, and I quote directly, "I'm going to assume and I'm going to look at the signs that are clearly being given, and I'm going to try my best to do my part. I'm going to try my best to grow. So my time now is so valuable, but the priority within my time are making sure that the people I love and that love me have some time. When it's all said and done, I want to know that I made those adjustments. I want to know that I did my part." End quote. You see, Kevin talks about how for him, the balance is something that was learned. And so you may be thinking to yourself, so what? What does all of this have to do with anything? You know, I believe that quote was very strong in talking about how, looking back in the middle of that quote, within my time are making sure that the people I love and that love me have some time, and really making sure that he does those adjustments and having those time with those people. And earlier I had mentioned I've had time to reflect, and especially reflect on what it was that Kevin Hart was saying. And of course, there's so much going on in the world right now, so much noise. And so this may feel like bad timing to some people, but for me, I know what I need to do to refocus myself. You see, to some people, it's going to feel like what I'm about to say and what I'm about to do is because I don't care what's going on in the world, which they would be completely wrong to think that, because they don't know what's going on in my head and they don't know truly what my intentions are. I'm the only person that can speak on that. There's a podcast called The Sunday Scaries with Will DeFries as the host. And within one of his episodes, Will DeFries talks about phone addiction. And this is how, and that this is quite honestly a very real thing. Something that is very hard for people to admit when they have an addiction. But phone addiction is real. There's been a lot on social media lately, as well as on the news sites, about a lot of things happening in our country. And personally, I feel that this has been a problem for me. Not just what's going on right now, but as I think about how much time I've spent on social media, even just within the past couple of days, looking at everyone's different viewpoints, the things that they are sharing. You see, in the past, I've tried to delete social media off my phone and it has not gone very well. But as I reflected on Kevin Hart's quote, him talking about making the adjustments and making sure the people he loves and that love him have the time of his, and that being a priority, it really made me reflect on what I've been doing for years. And that's spending way too much time in my screen. You see, so as I started to think about everything, I thought to myself, what are my goals? What is it I'm trying to accomplish here? And so for me, one of those would be, with it being June 1st, almost halfway through 2020 and the start of a new month, why not today? Why not start now? Because if not now, when? So where's my focus? And that's something I really had to think on. Why do I feel this emptiness? And I believe it's because I'm not focusing on the things I need to be focusing on. You see, recently we were at a bonfire with friends and we had a conversation about being Christians and our faith and God. And for me, that's something that I take very seriously, but not as seriously as I should be. You see, I believe part of the reason that I feel this emptiness and feel lost is because I've strayed away from God. I've strayed away from my faith. It's so easy to say, I'll listen to that sermon online, but now that sermons are being emailed online, when have I watched them? My goal is to make a list and figure out what my priorities are and what's important to me. You see, I don't believe I've been giving my wife exactly what she deserves. I don't believe I've been giving her the time of day or putting enough attention and love into her as I should be. And that's on me. That's my fault. Because I'm too selfishly sitting on my phone, ignoring her, ignoring the time that's valuable that we have together. So for me, I want to focus on my faith, doing more devotionals, and of course, I still need to create my list, but focusing more on my wife, focusing more on my marriage and my relationship, actually living together and just having that time because we need it, not only for ourselves, but for our relationship and for our marriage. The last big thing that I could think of was my health that I want to focus on. Making sure that I'm trying to eat better. Less sugar, less sweets, more vegetables, more fruits, more nutrients. And it's not all going to happen at once, but with baby steps, with friends supporting, with accountability, anything is possible. I'd love to start working out more. I'd love to focus on my health and who I am, both nutritionally and for my body. Not only to try and see how I feel in terms of mental health, but also because I owe it to my wife. I owe it to my future children to live with them as long as possible and to teach them as many lessons as I can throughout this life, because they deserve that and nothing less. You see, for me, my goal is to create a schedule once I have my list of priorities, saying these are the things that I need to do. These are the things I need to focus on to fill that emptiness feeling, to really take a new grip on my life, and to be able to start living not only the life I deserve, but the life and relationship that others deserve from me as well. Whether that's getting up at 6 in the morning and going to bed at 10 at night, or even staying up late, I don't know what that looks like. But what I do know is I need to get rid of the noise. I need to get rid of the screen time. I need to take a step back from the life I've been living for the past 27 years and really reevaluate what's important to me and what's a waste of time. What's me being selfish and me actually pouring that love into my relationships with friends, family, and my spouse. I hope that you will also take some time to figure out what's important to you. It's going to be different for everyone. Figure out what you need to do to meet those important goals and what's going to make you happiest. Because in the end, that's all that matters. Your happiness. I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I may podcast next week. I may not podcast next week. It honestly depends on when I start to write that list of priorities. Do I have time for the podcast? Is this something I should be doing and putting my energy into? I would love to say yes, but I really need to see if it fits into my goals and into my priorities before I can continue to make that commitment. As always, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. Keep in mind, there won't be any posts on the Facebook page or the Instagram for the time being, as I really start to take a step back and focus on what I need to focus on. Thank you. God bless. Stay safe, stay healthy. With love, and until next time, this is Trent Speaks.